This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by State Auditor Diana DeZoglio of Methuen. And Auditor, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on today, Bill. It's great to be able to talk to you and residents about the work that our office is conducting. So excited to be here.
Absolutely. The main topic here is I need to get an update, and we need to get an update from you on the legislative audit ballot question. I know, what are you looking for, like 13,000 signatures or probably more to get it on the ballot for November? So where do we stand on that, and what's the very latest with the legislative audit? And then we can go back into the reason why you have to do this, but let's go into the where you stand right now with the signatures.
Sure. We need your support. We do have several thousand signatures collected already. However, we definitely need more support. We have to get 13,000 certified signatures by June 18th, the latest, into our town and city clerk's offices in order to get the issue of auditing the legislature on the November 2024 ballot. I cannot do this without you. I need your help. So I'm so excited to be on today to be able to chat a little bit about this. And I will, if you don't mind, Bill, go back to sort of the beginning of why we need to do this, just to educate some of the people out there who may not have heard about some of the work that our office has been doing, our fight for transparency, accountability, equity, and accessibility up on Beacon Hill, and the need to pass this ballot measure. I campaigned in 2022 on a platform of transparency and accountability in state government, including in our state legislature when I ran for the office of state auditor. I had actually served as a state representative for 6 years and as a state senator for 4 years after that, serving 10 years as an elected official in our state legislature, the general court here in Massachusetts. And I saw some really great things happen. We passed some really great bills, did some really great things for our communities during those 10 years. But what I can tell you is that there were many, many times where transparency and accountability was severely lacking in a culture of power and retaliation up on Beacon Hill that I witnessed alongside of many of my colleagues who also witnessed similar issues occurring. So when I ran for auditor, I made a commitment to the taxpayers of Massachusetts that if elected to the office of state auditor, I was going to work tirelessly to make sure that we conducted an audit of our state legislature. For many years, our state legislature has actually gone unaudited by the Office of State Auditor, while every other state entity, while every other state department in Massachusetts receives an audit by the Office of State Auditor to make sure that our tax dollars are being spent efficiently and effectively to curb waste, fraud, and abuse, and to make sure there's no funny business going on. The state legislature hasn't received an audit, hasn't received an audit in many years due to a lack of political will to conduct an audit of the state legislature. As we know, legislative leaders are very, very powerful. They have the ability to fund your budget or defund your budget. And that, you know, may have been one of the reasons why over the years it hasn't seen the same level of scrutiny that other state entities have seen. When I got elected as state auditor, I wanted to make sure that I was fulfilling the commitment that I made to taxpayers, and I went ahead and initiated the audit that I said I was going to conduct of our state legislature. However, when I initiated that audit, I immediately got pushback from the Senate President and from the Speaker of the House, who said that they were not willing to comply with the audit, that they made their own rules, and that they did not think that the Office of State Auditor should have the power to be able to conduct an audit on behalf of taxpayers, treating the people's house as though it's the politician's house, treating our tax dollars as though they're their own personal dollars and their own personal bank accounts. These are our tax dollars, friends, and we deserve to have access to knowledge and information about how our tax dollars are being spent. So I did push forward with conducting the audit. My office is still conducting the audit despite the unwillingness of legislative leaders to participate in that audit. And because they're not willing to participate, we are not able to get access to certain information that we normally would have access to, namely a lot of information about their financials that we have questions about. Again, our taxpayer dollars. Since they haven't complied, I have requested the opportunity to have this conversation in court. I have asked the Attorney General to support our mission to increase accountability and transparency by holding legislative leaders to account and representing us in court so that we may do our jobs on your behalf. Unfortunately, the Attorney General has instead sided with the Senate President and the Speaker against an audit being done, and she is unwilling to represent the Office of State Auditor in court, instead saying that she is on the side of legislative leaders' opinion that this audit should not be conducted, and she is unwilling to support our efforts to go to court, in fact, trying to block our access to the justice system right now. So because we can't, in this moment, take this issue to court, and our Attorney General is refusing to support our efforts, we are taking this matter directly to the people of the Commonwealth. You, who is driving your car, who is at home right now, or wherever you are listening to this, I am asking you for your support. We are taking this issue to the ballot in November to ask for your support for our office to have the power to audit the state legislature, even more so than we already do, because it's actually already in statute. Legislative leaders are violating the law right now by not participating in this audit. But we want to explicitly state that the general court is part of the group of what's called all in state law, all departments that should be audited by the Office of State Auditor. We cannot do this without you. We need your support. We should know how our tax dollars are being spent. But like Bill was saying at the very beginning, we need at least 13,000 certified signatures just to get this issue on the ballot in November so that we can vote for this to become law. And that's where all of you come in. So I'm going to ask that you please go to my website. It's dianaforma.com. That's dianaforma.com. And click on the ballot button. And there you'll be able to find an opportunity to either volunteer to collect sheets for us, sheets of signatures, get out to a local grocery store, ask your family to sign. We will mail you sheets for you to be able to assist in this effort. And there'll also be a contribution button there as well. If you'd like to donate to this cause, we welcome your support in any way you're able to support. And we cannot do this without you. This is about all of us having access to how our government is spending our tax dollars, to how our elected leaders are governing, and I hope to have your support in this effort.
You know, I read stories from time to time on the formation of a ballot question, how it appears. It goes through a review process to get a ballot question on the ballot, plus the signatures. But what about that, the wordsmithing or the wording of the ballot question? You must know, obviously, very well versed in that piece. What can you share with us? Is it a very simple declaration of what you're basically just stated to us?
We kept it very simple, Bill, because in past years, many who have voted on ballot questions in the past know that they can be kind of confusing from time to time, right? I remember a couple of years ago, or, you know, last time we all went to vote, it was nurses say yes, nurses say no. And I remember folks going, what do nurses say? There's a question about nurses and safe patient staffing levels, right? And folks were a little bit confused about that. It caused some issues and some challenges with figuring out how folks were going to vote and in what way folks were leaning. So we wanted to keep this as simple as possible. So the question that's going to be posed to voters at the ballot box is simply that this is an act establishing that the state auditor explicitly has the authority to audit the state legislature. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's very, very simple. It's a one-liner. And what it does is add into Chapter 11, Section 12 of the Mass General Laws, and the section where it says that the state auditor is required to audit all departments at least once every 3 years. because the legislative leadership here in Massachusetts is confused, apparently, about what the word all means, and they don't think that all applies to them, we are going to make it explicit and add in, including the general court. We're adding in, including the general court, next to where it says all departments of the Commonwealth, just to make it extra explicit for them to be able to be held to account by the taxpayers of Massachusetts, who know full well that they should already be being audited, that they are trying to suggest that there should not be an audit of our taxpayer dollars. This is just to make sure that they're held to account, that they receive the same types of audits as every other state department.
I read a story, it's albeit now well over a month old, but some certain poll had voters in favor of this measure narrowly at the time, again, a month ago. It's a long way out. But, you know, where are you getting support, and where are you getting pushback on all of this?
Yeah, I mean, the story that you read, the headline was a little bit misleading, in my opinion, because it did say narrowly, but the reality is that it's actually pulling ahead by about a 50-point lead. So it's a narrow.
Now, I would not consider that narrow. I mean, I don't. Maybe you're the auditor here, but I wouldn't consider that narrow, right?
So I think that what they meant by it, I don't think it was on purpose to be misleading, but it was misleading nonetheless, because it's a slim majority is what it is. So that's saying that we have over 50% support, which means, you know, we're leading, but put up against those who are opposing this, it was at least a 50-point margin, more or less, is my understanding. So we're doing very well in terms of, you know, the polls. But I would say this, look, it's not over till it's over. So, you know, regardless of whatever poll is saying, I will tell you this, I can't go anywhere without people bringing up this legislative audit once they find out that I am the state auditor for Massachusetts. They'll say, how's that audit going? And, you know, I'll know exactly what they're talking about at the time, because we do a lot of other audits of a lot of different agencies, entities, and departments in the Commonwealth. And, you know, we could spend a lot of time on that. But I know what they're talking about when they say, how's that audit going? How is it going? And we need to make sure that happens. They're talking about the audit of our state legislature. And a lot of people are frustrated with government right now and don't have trust in the way that government is operating due to these types of things occurring. Folks, we should be working as hard as we can as elected officials to make sure that you have every opportunity to access the information that you're seeking in state government about how your tax dollars are being spent. That's the bare minimum of what our elected officials should be expected to do. And we find ourselves in a circumstance right now here in Massachusetts, where our top government officials, the most powerful elected officials on Beacon Hill, are turning and facing us and saying, too bad, you're not going to get access to what you're asking. I'm not going to tell you how I'm spending your tax dollars, and you just need to deal with it.
Yep.
And we need to stand up and we need to say, that is not okay, and we are demanding access to how our tax dollars are being spent. Public officials are elected by the people and are supposed to be representing those same people. And in this instance, the exact opposite is occurring. You have elected leaders who have gotten into positions with tremendous power, who are using that power to help themselves and not help the people of the Commonwealth in this regard by telling us how they're using our money. It is our taxpayer dollars that they're spending. We deserve access, and we need to let them know that at the ballot box this November.
I know, again, we have links up to your state website as well, which has results on certain audits that you've already completed. I just have one last question, and you take as little time or as long as you want, but you mentioned that you've been able to do some of the auditing of the legislature, but legislative branches, but not as much as you would want. So can you define that a little bit more for us?
Sure. So we are still conducting the audit because I committed to doing this audit, right? So I want to make sure that I'm fulfilling that commitment to taxpayers. Because the legislature is refusing to give us access, however, to information that we very much need to be able to conduct an audit that is, you know, more meaningful and actually examine their finances, examine different processes and procedures, make sure that we can get access to information surrounding things like procurement, for example, right? We are conducting an audit that will shine a light on some of the challenges in the legislature, but not all of the things that we had hoped to examine. There will be scope limitations regarding the scope of our audit, how expansive we wanted it to be, and what we were able to actually access. That's why it's so important that this measure get passed. It's not okay that we can't get access to this information that's supposed to be publicly available for everybody in our own state house up on Beacon Hill, right? So we will be producing a report. It will, focus on issues that we were able to get information on. Mostly publicly available information is what's going to be included in the report. And then it will shine a light on some of the areas that we tried to focus on, but that we couldn't get access to information on, so that you all know where we weren't able to get access, why we weren't able to get access, and why it's so important that we do get access. Knowledge is power, right? And power belongs to the people of Massachusetts, not just to the hands of a few powerful elected officials who believe that they are above the law. So we are trying to take that knowledge, empower people in our communities to be their own best advocates. And I hope that you'll join our mission. I hope that you'll join our fight for greater transparency, greater accountability, and for working families like ours who work hard for those tax dollars that we're sending into state government. I hope that you'll stand alongside of us, and please help us to get this issue on the ballot in November, and make sure you tell your friends, your family, and all your loved ones and your community members to please vote yes. Let's get this issue across the finish line for a better Massachusetts. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you for your time, and hopefully we can talk again soon. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you.
Yep. Auditor Diana DeZoglio from Massachusetts here on MSONewsSports.com.